August 3, 1853. Rochester, New York. Letter to Abram A. and Caroline Dodge. A letter containing family news and encouragement to friends in Jackson, Michigan, where the believers face a difficult church disciplinary situation. Dear Brother and Sister Dodge, we received your kind letter and were glad you wrote to us so particular as you did. I should have answered it before, but have not had time. I have now written 26 pages since Sabbath. It is now Wednesday morning. I have quite a number of letters yet to write this week. We are all quite well in body and free in mind. James's health has been poor, but we are holding on to the arm of God for him. Will you not make him a special subject of prayer? God will hear you pray. I believe he has answered our prayers in a measure, but James must realize more of the divine blessing, or he will not stay with us long to carry forward the work of God. Don't forget his case. My health is quite good. We have some most blessed seasons around the family altar. God does manifest himself unto us. Praise his blessed name. I had a vision a few weeks ago, which I will try to send to you if I can possibly get time to write it before I go east. I will send it to Brother Palmer, Dan R. Palmer, if I do. I am sorry to hear some have to be disfellowshipped for not moving with the church. I am sorry for them and sincerely pity them. May the Lord save them from ruin. Poor Brother Case, Hiram S. Case, and poor Brother Drew, Hiram Drew. I hardly know who to sympathize with the most. You must watch over Brother Drew. Don't let him be deceived as to Brother Case's true state. But be careful of one thing. Do not be cast down yourselves. Remember, you must not sink down if you would have any influence over others. You must keep free, believe in God, and act out your faith. Pray much to God, and he will strengthen you. I have scarcely any hopes of Brother Russell, Charles P. Russell. He has stood out against light and has had such an unbounded good opinion of himself. I fear he will never get a look into his own heart. He is completely blinded as to his situation. But I would say to the church, be free, move carefully, trusting wholly in God. We have not forgotten you, but often think of you and your kindness to us. We should be very glad to see you again. Much love to Brother and Sister Palmer. Hope they will go forward with courage and energy. Tell them to be faithful. I meant to have written them before now, but this is as busy a house as you ever saw. We have meetings here on the Sabbath, and there is so much folding to do, and stitching, sewing, etc. It keeps us every moment employed. But we are pleasantly situated away from the bustle and confusion in the midst of the city. A yard around the house for Edson to run in, and some fruit trees. But our fruit is almost an entire failure. We shall not have over 20 peaches, and apples but very few, no apricots. A few quinces and grapes we shall have, but we are disappointed as to fruit. But we thank the Lord for what he has blessed us with. We will not complain. If faithful, we shall soon eat of the fruit of the tree of life and drink of its healing waters. I love you all. My heart is united with yours. Be of good courage and endure toil and trial a little longer, and we shall see the King in his beauty. Much love to Brother Smith's family. We love them and want to see them. Tell them to write us. We want to hear from them often. We have been expecting a letter from Brother Rhodes, Samuel W. Rhodes, for some time. Have received none as yet since the conference. How it will turn with him, I cannot tell. Perhaps he will receive it, and it may be he will sink down beneath it. pray for us. In love.